From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Three police officers are shot and killed in the southern U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Details of the Sunday morning incident are still coming in. Authorities said the three police officers were killed and several others were wounded when at least one masked gunman, described by witnesses as dressed in black, opened fire with an assault rifle. One suspect has been killed. Reporters asked a Baton Rouge police spokesman how many other suspects were being sought.
We're not 100% sure. That's why we put it out. We do believe it's more than one suspect, though. That's why we're trying to get this message out as quickly as possible, asking the community to help us. We do believe it's more than one suspect.
Well, the shooting scene was less than 2 kilometers from Baton Rouge's police headquarters. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards called it an unspeakable and unjustified attack on all of us at a time when we need unity and healing. The White House said President Barack Obama has been briefed about the incident, and U.S. resources have been made available to local authorities. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has promised to rid Turkey of people involved in Friday's failed coup attempt against his government. Some of those rebel troops engaged in fighting with Turkish security forces on Sunday at 2 air transportation facilities in the country. Officials said Turkish security forces fired warning shots and made arrests near the Sabiha Gökçen International Airport, one of 2 airports serving Istanbul. There also were clashes at an airbase in Konya, a major city in the central region of Turkey. Turkish authorities have detained around 6,000 people since the coup that began late Friday collapsed early on Saturday. You're listening to VOA News.